still be a pastor in our church. Eventually, we'd like to pay him. We just don't have the money right now, and we've already talked about that. And that's okay. So they will have that we will work with their schedule, we'll work with their work schedule and whatnot. But again, I think there's a blessing to our church with that multiplicity of leadership, for sure. So we think there's much value that is gained by even recognizing a guy that can't come on full-time right away, but he's a pastor in our church, but he works a secular job. Again, it's not going to do a ton more work than he's already doing, but he'll be at our table with Mac, Steve, and these two other guys. So here's the deal. I got a feeling this shouldn't surprise too many of you. Okay, Steele and Josh Whitney, could you come up here? So I think Satan looks down from heaven and goes, "Oh my goodness, I'm in trouble now." They got some recognized leaders going on. This is a team. Isn't this an amazing team? And I believe, guys, that God has done, and this is obviously a huge deal. This is life changing for these two men. Their life will never be the same. And they know that, and they've weighed that out, both of them, and they prayed about it, and they've sought counsel. And I think God has done this, and it's very exciting. So in a couple of weeks, I'll put them before the church as well. Same thing. Saying if you see anything that we don't see, you've got to let us know, because we're going to give them that authority in our church. And isn't this much better than flying a guy in and listening to him preach and go, "Hey, I think he's got a good message there. Maybe we should hire him as our pastor." Isn't it better to know the men that are going to lead us and the women that lead us? It's a beautiful thing. And we are so thrilled, so excited. And we are excited to do this as a team and figure out how that works and what that means. And we're going to, 2 weeks, let the church know. And 2 weeks after that, which will be the first weekend in November, we're going to have a whole special service. I'm going to call it a recognition service, because I can't think of cool names like you guys can, as far as Vision 03. Was that what it was? VisionCast 03. Okay. So first weekend in November, we're going to have a whole special service talking about. I'll talk about leadership, how we do this, how we recognize leaders, how we have a co-eldership, and how that all works with our deacons. We'll bring deacons up. We'll bring their wives up. We'll bring our new pastors up. Rick Whitney is going to fly in. John Meyer hopefully is going to come in. We're going to lay hands on these guys. We're going to recognize them formally Saturday night. We'll have a reception afterwards. We'll do the same thing on Sunday morning. Exact same service Sunday morning. Have a reception. And we're going to make a huge deal out of it, because it is a huge deal. We are blessed. We are blessed, guys. This is huge. This is amazing. This is going to change our whole church for the better. It's going to bless our church. And I'm so excited to be able to co-labor with these guys and spread out the love as far as the responsibilities in the church. And these guys are already doing it. That's the thing. They're already doing it. Now it's just going to go, okay, you're it. So why don't we end the night? Let's gather around and pray for all these leaders here. Why don't we have the leaders kind of come in the middle? You guys scoot this way a little bit. And everybody kind of gather around these leaders. Let's just bathe them in prayer. Yeah, if we can kind of come around if you like, and maybe Mac and I will pray for these guys. This is an exciting time. God, we are excited about what you've done in these men's lives. I thank you for all the men that have considered prayerfully and have decided to serve us as slaves, as servants, as they've been doing for years, some of them, as deacons. We thank you for all 12 of these men, and their hearts to serve, and their willingness to say, "Yeah, I'll step up for a year and bring some stability to this church, to some management, some love to these areas, to support all these ministries that are already happening. I'll support them." I thank you for them so much. Thank you, God. It's a blessing to our church. It's a phenomenal blessing to our church. And I thank you for each man. I pray that you would bring that blessing into his life and his family's life, and give him grace, even to be patient with us as we try to help them figure out what it means to be a deacon in this church. We don't know exactly, but they're willing to say, "I'll do whatever. I know this is going to change our church for the better." And we're all very thankful. Aren't we thankful, church? We're thankful. Lord, I thank you for Steele, and thank you for Josh. Thank you for even making them a team in a real sense. Thank you for their individual gifting that has been such a blessing to all of us. Thank you that you have given them spiritual ownership of this church. That you have raised them up. They love this church. They love the people in this church. They serve the people in this church. They've laid down their lives. They're good shepherds. They lay their lives down for the people in this church and for the lost. They are good examples to us, God. We are honored to have them be our pastors and to co-pastor with Steve and I. I'm honored to bring them to that table. I will defer to them. I will respect them. I will listen to them. I'm honored to be there with them. I love them, and I thank you for bringing them here. I'm amazed. In 7 years, this will be a highlight that we'll talk about. Remember that night that the deacons were raised up and Joshua Steele were raised up. And now all the churches and all the blessing that's happened since then. Thank you, God. Thank you that you provide leaders for your church. You don't leave us as orphans. You lead us. And we need leaders. And we need more leaders. We need 24 deacons by next year. Deacons and deaconesses by next year. We need to double our management team of deacons and deaconesses. God, we thank you that you can do that. We love you. We pray that you would continue to give us stories. Thank you for the past. We're encouraged by it. Thank you. That brings us right up to the future, right to here. This is a turning point for us. This is the present. This is amazing. And we're excited about it. We want to be empowered for the present right now. We want to be empowered to do what you have for us to do. So we thank you again for all these leaders. Thanks for what you've done. Pray that you would bring a special blessing into their lives as well as the church.
Amen, Father. I'm just humbled. I really am. 7.5 years, God, look what you've done. And it's you. It's you. I'm clearly seeing you tonight in your presence. And I just praise you for that, God. You are so good. You say as water reflects a man's face, so his heart reflects the man. And Father God, we see the reflection of you, Christ, in these men. You tell us where brothers dwell together in unity, that's where you'll bestow your blessing. Right. And you've done that. You've done that. I thank you for all the men here, God. I thank you that it's clearly you and nothing more than a miracle, God. You are doing a miracle amongst us. And I just praise you for that, God. You take ordinary men and you lift them up. And that's exactly what you've done. And we're recognizing that, God. Look at what you've done. Oh, my. Thank you so much. We see your power at work. We see the potential here that just blows us away. God, what are you going to do? I'm excited and scared all at the same time. But, Father, it's obvious that we're on to something here, that you're gonna do something amazing. And I just thank you for this night. Amen. And many to come, God, that will honor you. We just love you and thank you for all that you're doing in our midst. I just pray that in your precious name. Amen.
Yeah. Woo! All right, you guys all sit down. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and break, I think. Tomorrow morning, breakfast is at 8. We're going to have a bonfire now for anybody who wants to go and have s'mores. Meet back for breakfast at 8. The first meeting, I think, is at 9:30. We want to give you some time in the morning to enjoy the outdoors. You should be assigned a cabin. So, have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Maybe at the campfire. Some s'mores.